Fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Daniela Attard. Now, you are an artist. You're not living in Malta currently. You're actually working and living in London.
Great.
So thank you for coming in while you're here. So what are you actually doing in Malta at the moment?
I'm currently in Malta for my fifth solo exhibition. It's a bit different from the work I usually do. So I just dropped down for 2 weeks to absorb the sun, have an art show, and yeah, just enjoy the island.
Excellent. So what's this show all about? Tell us a bit about that.
Sure thing. So this is a retrospective of 15 years of life drawing. I never went to art school proper, but I've been doing life drawing religiously since I was 18. It's basically just drawing the nude figure of a real person, or clothed sometimes. It's the basis for a lot of my work because it's like a muscle memory.
Okay.
It's training, and like, I also enjoy drawing people, so there's a bit of like personality in the drawings. So I'm really happy to have a break from the current work that I'm doing to showcase nudes, I guess.
Yeah. Fantastic. So we're going to start the show with your first song, which is My Bloody Valentine,
yes.
No More Sorry.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the memory that this song takes you back to.
Absolutely. So the first gig I went to in London when I first moved was My Bloody Valentine, which are kind of sad and soppy, but I really like them. They're a shoegazing band from the 80s, if I'm not mistaken. But they were playing live at Brixton, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to this. And it really stuck with me. Like, it was very my early days in London, kind of.
When everything's new and
yeah, shiny. And like that, a bit sad because I'm like, oh, I finally left home. That should be positive, but I'm struggling a bit with it.
But this song doesn't take you to a dark place, I hope.
Not dark, no, just early days.
And reminds you of where you've got to now, probably.
A little bit, yeah.
There you go. So we're going to listen to No More Sorry by My Bloody Valentine.
I'm
So thanks for that one. So now we're in London.
Yep.
What are you doing there?
So like a lot of young Maltese people, I just needed to leave Malta for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, all right, let's go do a master's degree like everyone else. Let's take a massive student loan and just burn through it. So I did a master's degree in communication design, which is like illustration. And then my student loan hit. So I was like, I need to find work. So after a few months of not being paid, I interned at Cartoon Network, now Warner Brothers. I haven't left since. I'm a graphic designer there.
Fantastic.
I do illustration. So, yeah, I'm a professional media person, but also practice art on the side. What I like about London is there's so many things happening. There's so many free exhibitions and, like, there is opportunity, but the downside is it's expensive. So,
yeah, the way of the world and, you know, the sort of artists always struggle, no?
Yep.
So, well,
correct. Yep.
We're gonna beam you up a bit now. So Sonic Youth Star Power, where does this one take you to?
Oh man, I discovered Sonic Youth from a really old TV show called Gossip Girl, which I was obsessed with. And when Sonic Youth appeared on the show, I was like, I need to know more about this band. And again, it's a really old group. But something about their music really inspires me. I don't know what it is. I think it's because it's angry and good. It's really hard.
Is it the sorts of stuff you work to, or is it like, no, you just jump around the kitchen?
Jump around the kitchen. But it was just before the time I left Malta, so it was very like soundtrack of like, I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Pumping, get the heart going. Excellent. So, you know, you heard it here. Turn it up.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to Star Power by Sonic Youth.
Yeah.
So this next one, quite an intriguing title, this. Mm-hmm. This is set, Let's Save Tommy Orlando's House by Yo La Tengo. Tell us a bit about the song and where the memory lies.
So basically, Yo La Tengo are a great band. I love them so much. But this is actually a Simpsons reference.
Okay.
And there's something about the song that's really fun and reminds me of a time in my life where I was in transit a lot. And it feels like the musical version of what a liminal space is.
Okay.
It's kind of like a place that is unfamiliar and like in between places. I don't know. I really like the song for some reason.
But it makes you think of transition and different times. And so do you put it on when you're getting itchy feet, or is it just something that comes up and you're like,
that time in my life where I was traveling so much. It's more that.
Yeah. Like, where were you traveling?
In between Malta and Australia.
Okay.
That's a long story.
That's another. Okay. We might have time for that. Yeah. So let's listen to Let's Save Tommy Orlando's House by Yo La Tengo.
Thank you.
So we're watching the graphics in the studio, and you as a graphics person, I think this is quite something for you. Yeah. I think it's just magic. It's all magic.
Yeah.
But so we're going to go on to the next song, which is Javelina, Pixies.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big smile on your face there. Yeah. Tell us about that.
It's a very nostalgic song for me. It's again with the whole transit thing. It's like long distance relationship I had with an artist who was Australian, so it was very like off the moment. Mm. And like I do love the Pixies. Like I'd love to see them live, but I keep missing out on their concerts.
It wouldn't make you sad for those times?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, but it's in the past now, so
yeah, I suppose. But commuting to Australia, that must have been...
It's a long way here.
Yeah, yeah, so not good riddance, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah. But I will say, an X is an X for a reason.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, that's something that's held me in good stead. So I hope this doesn't make you sad. We're going to listen to Javelina from Pixies. A band I've never heard of. Ween.
Oh, Ween. Oh, they're great.
So how do you or where did you discover Ween, and where does this song, which is called Sarah, take you
from? Ironically, Spotify recommended this song to me.
Okay.
Based on interests. This is another really soft song which is really reminiscent of my time in transit. I had like this playlist of songs that are really like intense. And like a bit soft, a bit like nostalgic. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a bit shoegazing, but not at the same time. Yeah, it's just another song I really like, but it's a bit sad at the same time.
But does it make you sad, or is that time you were saying before about how the past is in the past, but you still have a love for Australia?
Yeah.
But is this something you would listen to on your way there, or? Because it's a lot of time to fill that.
Yeah, I know. I tend to draw while I'm on planes.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, so that's another story. But yeah, it's just a nostalgia, basically.
Yeah.
It's in the past.
It's in the past.
But it's still a good song, so.
There you go. Well, we're going to listen to that and hope you enjoy it. And so Ween, Sarah.
Sarah,
So you were just telling me there while we were listening to the song that you are that bath bag artist. You are that girl that writes, or young woman, should I say, sorry, who draws on the sick bags.
Yes, I am.
On planes.
I do. So basically, I really hate flying. Like, there's something about being in a metal tube in the air that's like, it doesn't make sense to me. It's terrifying. So because I also have no chill and I need to like be doing things all the time, I draw on the sick bags or barf bags that they give us. I've been doing this for so long. It's for me, like, because I am an immigrant, like, I have to travel. Like, I have to come down to Malta sometimes, like, whether it's for family or for work. So it's like 2-3 trips a year that I have to do. So since I'm on a plane, might as well draw.
And so do you keep this collection?
I do. And I've even had some on exhibition.
Ah,
well.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so is it, do people watch you when you're doing this?
Yeah, they do.
Fellow passengers.
They do. Because like, I tend to keep to myself because I'm like, I'm on a flight. I don't like this. So just in the zone. But yeah, people are really intrigued because they don't expect people to draw or like do something.
I didn't even know there were still sick bags. So there you go. That just
I mean,
to show.
Only on certain airlines, not the cheaper ones.
So did you do this as well when you used to fly to Australia? And how many bags would you get through?
Oh, God. I think they give you like one or two, so you have to ask the hostess for like more bags.
And she's looking for the filled up one. Yeah. And you're just like, no, I'm just drawing. Or just ask when you get on so that they know to sort of stay away from you and leave you on your own. But, I'd be interested to see these. So do you keep an exhibition of them on Facebook or anything like that? Or?
I've got a few, scattered around. Like, I'm really active on social media, so they're around.
All there. Okay, so we're going to have a look at your bath bag art. Never thought that was a sentence I would say in my lifetime. Anyway, so this actually takes us up to the gorillas, Rhinestone Eyes. Where does this memory take you?
This is my University of Malta days.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I love gorillas. I love the illustration style that they use, which is by Jamie Hewlett.
Okay.
I love Blur, so it's like, you know, like it's a good mashup of like two really like important like creatives coming together. But yeah, this song got me through university. Like, but the Gorillaz in general, like Plastic Beach is such a good album. Like,
Is it something that invigorates you?
It does.
Yeah.
Like both creatively and like mentally, it's like, yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Okay. And you've when we met just downstairs earlier, you'd said how the University of Malta has changed.
So much. Oh, my God. There's parking now. Like, I used to bring my Subaru J10, a very special tiny car that everyone had at the time. I used to come at like 6:30 in the morning just to find parking.
Wow.
Because I'm from Bursabuja, so it's quite a stretch to come here. And I loved my car, but like it was just a nightmare to find parking in that day and age. But now there's like Starbucks and like really fancy like places to go. But yeah.
Have you been around to Campus Hub?
Yeah, briefly. I was
that's
like,
really
wow.
Cool. Yeah, that's really cool as well.
It's like so, students have it good now.
Yeah. You know, it makes me want to go back.
Yeah.
although I wasn't here that long ago. But anyway, right, so Gorillaz and Rhinestone Eye, as we're taking you back to where you are right now.
Yes, we are.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away, where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep with future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach, your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year, and nobody knows what to do with the heat under sunshine pylons. We'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky.
This has an intriguing title and band name. It's Tame Impala, and the song is Beverly Laurel. So tell us a bit more about this band and where this song actually takes you into your past.
So Tame Impala are an Aussie band. It's just one guy, really, and
there's
a few people around him. They're quite mainstream. They're quite well known, but this is one of their early songs. This was the power anthem for my big first exhibition, which took place in three parts. And the final destination was Sydney, Australia. And this was the anthem for... There was something about the music and, like, the song itself that was really like, yeah, all right, I'm doing this big first solo that's three exhibitions in one in three different countries. And this was the song for it.
That's quite a cool concept, actually, doing the exhibition across countries like that. Was it different works or was it the same work...
So it was half the same work because the concept was about home, leaving home, long distance relationships, and not feeling like you belong anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So half the work traveled and the other half was specific to the particular place.
Okay. Yeah.
The first one was in London, then followed by Malta, then finally Sydney.
So. Okay. And when was this?
2021 till 2022. So it was over a span of like a year and a half because it was COVID. So
stretch it anyway.
And reschedule several times. Yeah.
That probably means quite a lot to a lot of people being where they weren't expecting to be or wanting to be somewhere else. Yep. And kind of stuff. So what kind of work was in the exhibition? What medium?
So it was work on paper. Mm-hmm. They were pencil illustrations and they were barf bags.
Okay.
And then there was like really detailed illustration work about weird things, but because like I use a lot of like allegorical messages. I use eyes a lot in my work and like a lot of like references to Maltese imagery.
Okay.
But yeah, it's quite weird, but at the same time, it was vague enough for people to like add their own interpretation to it.
But that was it's a really interesting concept. I really like that idea. And
thank you.
I'm sad I didn't get to see it.
But, it was COVID. Like it was.
Yeah,
hard.
But
like,
you know, almost probably the timing was perfect, even though it was not planned for anybody. But it would have given it more depth. Mm-hmm. You know. So we're going to listen to Tame. Do you call it Tame Impala?
Impala? Yeah.
Okay, and Beverly Laurel. Title.
Okay.
Well, the band's called Grimes, but this is Infinite Love Without Fulfillment.
Yeah. It's actually a really fun and upbeat song. Grimes is a powerhouse. So she is a Canadian artist, if I'm not mistaken. She was briefly married to Elon Musk for some reason. But
because he's a genius.
But she's so different. Like, she's like very alternative, like almost like an alien ethereal creature, and her music is really like
They sound quite similar.
Yeah. I mean, actually, when you think about it, yeah, maybe. Mm. But yeah, she has a lot of like really good like female anthems, if that makes sense. Like, she really inspires me to be myself and keep making weird drawings. Uh-huh. If that makes sense. Yeah. I love Grimes. Like, it's, I'm sure a lot of people also enjoy her music. So
this just is more an inspirational song than it takes you back to a particular piece of art or something that you created. So when you do work, do you listen to music?
Sometimes, yeah. I watch a lot of content because I have no chill and like I need distractions when I'm working. So I'm either watching video essays on YouTube or I'm listening to Spotify. It depends on mood.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
And the work you do is either by hand or you do graphics?
Yeah. So I either work traditionally or I work digitally. Mm-hmm. Like I'm leaning more towards traditional media these days because I think it's more precious than digital work.
Plus you do digital for your day job now.
Exactly. So. Yeah. So it's like, I need balance.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to do something different. Otherwise, I guess you always feel like you're working if you're still behind a machine.
And this is another reason why I went back to street art recently, because that was something that I started here again. I was really bored in my course because I graduated in art history, which, again, I loved, but I just wanted to draw. And at the time, they didn't have their fine art. Part of the course. And then I realized, I really like graffiti. There's a skate park here. What if I go down there during my free time at uni with some paint and paint? And yeah, I just started doing it.
You started that movement. Yeah.
And it just took off from there. And then I met a few people who were into street art as well and got really into it. We were painting walls all over Malta, and I was really young at the time. I must have been like 19, 20. Went to London, stopped for a while, and now, because I've been getting back into traditional stuff, I started painting graffiti again. So, yeah, it's come full circle now. It's like, I'm back on it.
But how do people react to when you say you do graffiti? Do they like, ooh, because you do it in places that you should do it in, or are you a maverick?
So I am quite... I am a law-abiding citizen, so I do pay attention to where I'm painting.
Thank you.
I mainly paint at skate parks because they're like... legal
part of the vibe, yes.
Especially in London. London, we have a lot of like areas where you can paint graffiti safely. I think people are confused when they see me because it's a very male-oriented like scene. So seeing like women in like skirt and like blue hair and stuff confuses them sometimes. It's like, oh, you shouldn't be doing this. But why? Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, it's just not expected, I suppose. You do expect, you know, young lads with their this trousers down by their knees. Yes. How do they walk in those?
I don't know.
Anyway, just yesterday I was behind somebody and they were going up the stairs and they really struggled. And I was just like, pull them up. I mean, just pull them up, you know, sort of. Anyway, that was that. Sorry, we went a bit off tangent there.
Sorry.
But we were going to your next song. Mm-hmm. This was Grimes. Yes.
Yeah.
Infinite Love Without Fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And... yeah, don't spray anything in here. Stay still.
Okay. We'll be right back.
So yeah, thanks for this next song. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
I did it.
And the song is called Gaia. That's nice and easy. Yeah. So where does this song take you?
Oh, man. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard have a great band name. They make like 3 albums a year. They're really proficient?
Prolific.
Mm-hmm. They have quite a range of styles, but they're quite like a bit metal, a bit alternative, like psychedelia kind of range. I love their work. I listen to it. I've been like obsessed with their work for the past few months, and I literally like just listen to it when I'm painting either graffiti or like making really specific work. So they're in my mind at the moment. I'm really annoyed because they were in London like recently and I missed out on getting tickets. I'm like, one day I'll see them.
So somehow this song makes you focus.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bit heavier, but it's just good.
What is it? Is it that it distracts you and it takes you into your zone? Is it that...
Yeah, it's like, I can do this. Ah. Like, I have it in me, like, to make good work.
And how long does it take you to do a piece of work, or is that a stupid question?
It really depends, because, like, I am quite fast. I don't know why I'm this fast, but I think it's because I draw so much that I'm getting better at time management. So it could be anything between, like, a few minutes to a few hours, and I would finish a piece.
But are you always in the mood, or is it, if someone said to you, okay, on Thursday, you need to do some, you know, create something, is that, can you put it in your diary and then create?
Yes.
Oh, wow, okay.
But I think not everyone is like this. I think I'm just always switched on, to the point where I can't switch off.
Ah.
Which means I probably should get tested to see if I'm neurodivergent or not, but I like it. I like being able to just be able to make work all the time.
But does it frustrate you then when you have to do something normal, like go to the supermarket, and you think, I'd rather...
Yeah. It's like, I'm wasting my time, but I have to do this. It's like, I hate going to sleep because it's like, I do nothing in my sleep. Like,
you can probably, you know, you need to relax some brain cells a bit and maybe get some inspiration while you're sleeping, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Because like being bored is a good thing because you get ideas during that time. So I also have to be like, look, it's okay to not be focused at the moment because like that you get creative ideas.
And that's it. You were saying how the styles of your work changes so much. So, you know, you do need that brain space.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to, I'm going to say this again. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Yes.
Gaia. we're down to the last track, but we've just been sort of chatting a bit about what you're doing next. So you're in Malta for an exhibition, and you said there's going to be another piece of, another work in Australia.
Yes. So I'm doing an artist residency at, it's called Big C. It's in the Blue Mountains in Sydney. I'm really happy. I've always wanted to do an art residency, and I told like my employer, I'm like, look, I need a month off. Please give this to me. And they're like, cool. All right. Uh-huh. So I'm happy to return back to Australia to work on a body of work about climate migration. And it's going to be illustration based. So I'm going to have this 1 month to focus on that project and then have about a year to continue adding to that work. And this is a project that I'm going to bring back to Malta.
Okay.
I'm still trying to find a gallery, but I have a place in mind, which is a public space, uh-huh. which is what I want, because I think this is something that affects a lot of people, especially the Maltese in the future. So yeah, I'm just really excited. And like, the thing with this song that is going to be played is, this was a bit of an anthem that I used for my previous climate-related exhibition that I had last year at Spazio Creative called Dying Planet. So this song and this album was kind of like the basis. It was like the soundtrack that would be played at the exhibition if there were a soundtrack.
So we're going to listen to that. So this is M83's Run Into Flowers. But you've got a track for the next one, or is that something that will come to you while you're doing the work?
I think it will come to me while I'm doing the work, yeah.
Excellent. So it's been really interesting to talk to you. Daniela Attard, thank you for joining me.
Good
luck with all of your exhibitions. I'm going to go and have a look at your bath bags now.
Yes.
as well as your other work. And we're going to play out to M83's Run Into Flowers. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.